and a warm welcome to Celebrating Success. Thank you for joining me. I'm Pauline Barclay, author of 9 published books. My passion is to write about events that happen in life and change everything for those involved, as well as those caught up in the maelstrom. I want my characters to sit at your side, steal your attention, and sweep you up into their story. Stories that will bring tears to your eyes, have you laughing out loud, and sometimes what they share with you will stay in your heart for a very long time. When I'm not writing, I'm talking to amazing and fabby peeps. Today, I'm delighted to welcome back Stephen Richmond. You will remember Stephen came along on the 11th of February to talk about his passions for tractors, old and new, all of which has resulted in a business that is truly international. If you missed this podcast, the link will be added at the end of our little chat. Today, Stephen is talking about the children's books he has written, The Adventures of Hedge Row Farm. So please sit back and enjoy a visit to the farm. Hi, Stephen. Lovely to see you again. And I remember you called by PB headquarters on the 11th of February to talk about your passion for tractors. Today, you're going to talk about your passion, not just for tractors, but for children's books.
Hi, Pauline. Yeah, that's correct. Yes. I mean, as you all heard before, my passion for tractors is immense. This has also flowed over into wanting to produce children's books on obviously tractors. To be fair, I had this idea a good 8 years ago, and it's just one of them things you sort of think, I'll just jot something down on the old paper, and I started to write this little sort of story. And then I was pleased with it, but you know how it is. I put it aside and didn't think anything of it. And last year I thought, right, you know, let's bring that piece of paper back out and see, let's see if we can get something done with it. So I sort of improved it and extended it. And I came up with the Adventures of Hedgerow Farm, which is basically a series of books, which I've now done 3 of. But it is aimed at children, and it obviously is about tractors and how farming works.
So we're going on to the farm. I'm taking it. We're on the farm. What age group are we looking at for these books, Stephen?
Well, this is the thing. Because I always think if you're doing something, you should always go from your own experience. And obviously, you know, so my childhood, obviously loving tractors, I was into any kind of books, any kind of videos and that, albeit like on cartoons or the real thing. So I've made it sort of like, so it's realistic to a point. So it, really the age group, I think, can be right from 3 years old, should I say, really up to 43 year old in a way. Because you could say, should I say, like train enthusiasts and, you know, any kind of sort of enthusiast like that, if it's related, you're mad on it. And I like to think I've been a bit clever, and the illustrations are done using 1/32 scale models. So that the actual illustrations are photos of 1/32 scale model tractors put in a scenario to make them look absolutely real, because the as people probably realize, the model world today, you know, it's just not a plastic model with a crude sort of couple of wheels. You know, they are so detailed, it is hard to distinguish, you know, when the picture is taken correctly, hard to distinguish from the real thing to a model. And the model scene, as I said, I know quite enthusiastic people who are 77 years old. So in a funny way, to see these models used in a children's book, I think that can actually appeal to an older generation as well, because of the, dare I say it, the cleverness of it sort of thing. Yeah.
You've got these lovely pictures, which I'm already envisaging in my head. But tell me a little bit about, if it's for children, they're going to love to look at the pictures. But what about, it says the adventures of, so when they get on the farm, what is the story about? Do the children have fun on the farm? Or is it a bit like the Famous Five? Lots of things happening. Tell us a little bit about what's happening on the farm with the children.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, again, it is a children's book. That's the foremost of it. It's centered around a central character called Jake, who's a green, young, should I say, tractor on Hedgerow Farm. And he works for Farmer Fred. And he's obviously the linchpin of the farm. He's the young one who's always zooming around and trying to get jobs done. And around him, he's got all his friends, obviously, on the farm. The older tractors and the bigger machines all there to help him, sort of thing. So the story is about it is the first one, this is, which is called Jake Saves the Day. So Bernard, who is the
So
older,
Jake
bigger
is a tractor, isn't he? Sorry, I'm interrupting
Jake.
you. Jake is a nice green tractor.
He is the
Great.
sort of main character on the farm. He's a nice young green tractor who likes to try and please Farmer Fred to get all the work done on the farm. And like I said, he's got characters around him that he's keen to help. And the first book, like I said, is Jake Saves the Day, where just sort of quickly, Bernard is an older tractor, obviously ages against him, struggles a bit, and so Jake comes in and gives him a hand, and it's very much you see the pitfalls, the fun they have, the things that go wrong. It's very, very a cheerful book, should we say, and it really can sort of encourage kids to see how a farm works, but with the fun aspect of it, sort of thing.
And to by the sounds of it, you're going to learn about the machinery that is on a farm, be it old machinery or modern day machinery.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing I was trying to do as well, because just having a children's book to sort of like have fun with is essential, but I also think there should be a learning sort of part of it as well, educational sort of value. And if you're into farming, that it's great to understand how the machines work, what they do. Obviously, just take for example a plough. It's there purposely to turn the old residue crop in to start a fresh season, so the new plants can get away. So that's all described. So that's right, Pauline. There is hopefully that definitely the fun part of it, but a slight educational part of it as well for maybe the young farmers of today who wants to go and be like me and drive tractors for a living, so they've got a little bit of a head start, when they go to school or college, sort of thing. So it's definitely is, like I say, it's aimed for kids, but it has got that slight educational sort of interest to it as well. Well, I hope it has.
Oh, that's brilliant, because what is the books is going to bring out is an adventure, what's happening on the farm, but at the same time, they're not people, the tractors who are the real characters on this on Hedgerow Farm. Is that
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, they are the characters, and you will, when you read it, you will relate to them and you will fall in love with these characters. You will understand, like I said, Jake is the young sort of teenage sort of tractor of the farm, always getting up to mischief, and then you got the older ones, and then you got the machines sort of around them, and then you got female ones as well, characters. It's very aimed, or the girls as well, because I think, as I said to you before, there's plenty of girls into farming as well. So, but yeah, that it is. They are very strong characters that I think the reader will just fall in love with.
So a bit like Thomas the Tank Engine, really, because that introduced children to the trains and steam trains and all that kind of background. So your books are going to do the same, but this time we're going to enjoy ourselves on the farm.
That's right, Pauline. You got that absolutely spot on, really. I mean, I won't lie, the inspiration from them did sort of come from Thomas the Tank Engine, who I was a massive fan of when I was a kid, and the reason I loved Thomas the Tank Engine, the books and the TV programs, was because they actually used real model, the Hornby engines, and not just some crazy cartoon picture that wasn't very realistic. And that is where the inspiration come from. And I could not think of a way to illustrate it. That is why I sat on the book for so long, because I could not, I didn't want drawings and I didn't just want cartoons. I wanted something that could be sort of more realistic to the child. And then I suddenly thought, well, obviously, with the way models, 1/32nd models have gone, this is perfect. And I'm lucky to have found a chap in Ireland who's very good at what he does. He makes them look like they've been in a muddy field. It's called weathering, you know. It makes them look so realistic, and he takes pictures of them with realistic backgrounds. You know, the backgrounds are out in the countryside, and I think that's the key. And as you said, and that was the key for Tom's the Tank Engine, and I'm hoping this will be the key for the adventures of Hedgerow Farm as well.
So Jake the Green Tractor is going to replace Thomas the Tank Engine, is what we're really hoping for.
Oh, that's my aim. That is my goal. I keep saying, the next big thing, you know, this is the next big thing. Jake is the next big thing to take over Thomas, I hope.
Well, let's, if nothing else, at least he's on a par with Thomas the Tank Engine. Stephen, you told me there are three books in the series. What are the titles of the three books, and in which order do they come, please?
Yes, we've got the first one that I've done was called Jake Saves the Day, which is obviously about Jake. I shan't tell you the story because that's spoiled, obviously. and he's the Green Tractor. So it's a nice, green, colourful sort of book. And then we go to the second one I've done, which is James to the Rescue, who is a blue tractor and basically was a tractor that Fred brought new, but obviously got old, and then Jake was his replacement, but James stayed on the farm, and so he's there still to help Jake, show him the way, should we say. And the third one is Peter's Best Harvest, which is a combine. Obviously, Peter is the farm's combine, has been there for many years and got many years of harvesting for Farmer Fred. So there's a nice little story about him having to get the corn in before the rain come, and he has to call upon all his friends in the area to help him get it done. And it's, very interesting. So it's three really good books there, with hopefully more to come. But this sort of started the series off, and, I'm really pleased with him. And as I said, they're nice sort of small A5 sort of books. They're colourful. They're only sort of £7.50. So, you know, they're reasonable priced, you know, not going to break the bank sort of thing. And I really do, well, I hope, I think they're going to be a really popular read for children. I really do.
And the books are available. We can get them through your website. Can they get them on Amazon? Can they order them from a bookshop?
Yes, they are available on our Tractor Barn website, you know, www.tractorbarnproductions.com. And then you can obviously email me if you like on tractorbarn@ymail.com. But they are available on Amazon as well. They're on Amazon. They're on Waterstones website. They're on Etsy. So there's plenty of places that, you know, you can get them, but obviously any more information you need, just obviously, you know, I like to talk, so give me a shout sort of thing, really.
Stephen, that's great. Now, one thing I noticed, because they're colourful illustrated books, they're not on Kindle yet. Is there a plan for the future for Kindle, do you think?
I this is something I'd certainly like to do, yes. I mean, I'm sort of still sort of learning my ways around the new technology, not that it's that new now, but it is for me sort of thing. So, yeah, I think the future is definitely where they need to be. So that is certainly one aspect I'd like to get them on. I'd like Jake to get into the modern world. I'd like him to get on the Kindle, definitely.
Well, because the wonderful thing about it is, you know, Kindles are black and white, but most children do read on tablets, and tablets are colour. So all the beautiful colours of your models and stories would come out in e-format as well. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that in the future, Stephen. In the meantime, can I just ask you to repeat your website and your email address so listeners can find a way to get to you to order these lovely, fantastic, exciting books?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they are available on www.tractorbarnproductions.com, and you can email me on tractorbarn@ymail.com. And if you'd like to talk to me, my number is 01502 740 114, and I can tell you all about the books and how I come up with it, and you can learn a little bit more about them. And of course, on Facebook, the Adventures of Hedgerow Farm's obviously got its own Facebook. Just search up the Adventures of Hedgerow Farm and you'll see its own Facebook page, and read all about it and see some nice little pictures. I mean, I have also got them on my TikTok and all this, you know, it's all there. But again, it's just this,
you're on all the platforms, Stephen.
All the platforms. Jake's everywhere. I want Jake to be everywhere. I want him to be sort of like a typical teenage tractor, you know, a person, should I say, you know, into everything and everywhere. So you can't hide from him.
Well, listeners, we've introduced Stephen. You've met him before on the 11th of February, but we just remind you, it's Stephen Richmond, and that's the name on the books.
That's it. Yeah, that is the one. That is the one. And I must say, I've been really, really pleased that I took the step and thought, right, let's finally get them done. And I just sort of, I hope everybody else agree. I mean, you know, with the ones we have sold, so far, so good. Some lovely feedback from grandparents, grandchildren, parents, you know, really, really great feedback, which is always, well, I think it's essential. You know, you know you're on the right path then with that kind of feedback. So,
I think these kind of books, though, Steve, you have a really wide audience in the fact that, as you quite rightly said, you've got grandparents who'll buy it for their grandchildren, parents will buy it for their children, and hopefully the children want it anyway.
Exactly, that's right. Yeah, that is the hope. And being a series, you know, you like I said, you buy one, two, and three, and you think, oh, you know, what's the next one going to be, and who are we going to meet now?
Coming back later in the year to tell us number four's on its way out. So another excitement in the series, and you're heading down the road on e-readers as well. As always, Stephen, it's fantastic talking to you. Loved to hear all about these wonderful tractors on the farm. I can't wait to start reading them myself.
No, definitely. Definitely. You'll enjoy that. That'll be a nice nighttime read for you, Pauline.
I hope they have headlights on these tractors as well.
No, definitely. Definitely have.
Thanks, Stephen, as always, for coming along. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again later in the year to talk more about tractors and on the farm.
Of course, I'll talk a lot more about tractors to you, definitely. Thank you, Pauline. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Take care, Stephen. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks, Stephen. It was great meeting you again. And I hope you enjoyed meeting Stephen too, and enjoyed learning about his exciting new children's books. You can find out more about the Adventures of Hedgerow Farm by visiting Stephen's website, www.tractorbarnproductions.com. As always, a huge thank you for joining me, and I can't wait to share your company again very soon. And of course, you can listen to all my podcasts at paulinebarclay.podbean.com. You'll also find Stephen's podcast made on the 11th of February there too. As with all my podcasts, you are more than welcome to share them with all your family and friends, and I hope you will. And finally, don't forget you can find out more about me on my website, paulinebarclay.co.uk. Until we meet again, I hope the sun will be shining on your face and in your heart. See you soon. Ta-ta for now.